wanted to talk about the Fed and the increase in the Fed funds rate by 0.25%. The Fed's job is to manage inflation. The entire economy runs on debt, and managing it is a balancing act. The Fed's decision is based on economic data and the reaction that the market has to their plan. So when releasing a statement of what they may do with the Fed's fund rate, the Fed will watch how the market reacts to that statement. And if no major reaction in the market, they'll move forward. If the market reacts too strongly, major drop in the stock market, based on that reaction, they may adjust their plan or not move forward with it at all. So if we take a look at last year, every time the Fed mentioned increasing the Fed fund rate, the market reacted negatively so they pulled back. This time, as the buzz from the Fed was released again to increase the Fed fund rate, the market had little reaction, so they moved forward with the plan to increase the rate by 0.25% and most likely will continue to do so through 2017. Now, a perfect economy is when interest rates are high enough to maintain the value of money and keep investment accounts providing returns. And this is what the balancing act is with the Fed and what they're dealing with. When the economy is stable, the Fed will increase prime and inflation goes down. The value of money goes up and the cost of goods go down. When the economy is volatile, the Fed will decrease prime and inflation goes up. The value of money goes down and the cost of goods go up. So the Fed's plan in increasing the Fed funds rate this time around, three reasons. Managing inflation. When we have inflation, the cost to purchase a Ferrari would be maybe $3 million because the dollar is not worth anything. Pretty important to manage inflation. Two, increase the value of money. Improve our retirement accounts. It took such a huge hit after the 2008 financial meltdown, and to get them more productive. And third, to reestablish a safeguard for future downturn in the market. So it's guaranteed that we're going to have a downturn in the market, maybe another financial meltdown. And if prime's sitting at zero, there would be no ability to lower it to stimulate the economy, and that would be a disaster. So interest rates determine the value of money. And if you want to rent a car, a Toyota Corolla, it might cost you $20 a day, whereas a 500 series Mercedes might be $300 a day. So the Mercedes is more valuable, so it costs you more money to borrow that. So for the last several years, the U.S. dollar has been the Toyota. With interest rates so low, it's been very cheap to borrow the money. This seems like a good idea, but it's not in the big picture. An ultra-low prime sets the value of the dollar low, which hurts us in a couple ways. First, it hurts us with inflation. The lower the value of the dollar and the more the dollar it takes to purchase goods and services. So while our mortgages have been cheap, the cost of everything else is rising. The second way it hurts is our investments. The low risk of investments like our IRA and 401ks have seen smaller gains than what we would like with a healthier cost of money. So since the low prime hurts us in ways that are the obvious question would be, why would the Fed do this? Well, to save us from a much worse situation. In 2008, we went into a serious recession in which very well could have developed into a full-blown depression had the Feds not reduced the rates. Our entire economy is run on debt. People take out loans to buy cars, they buy houses, to have work done in their homes, furniture, gifts, gas, food, you name it. All of these goods and services purchased with borrowed money. When economic times are good, people spend freely. So let's look at an example. John and Sarah have been going on a vacation to Florida every year since 2002. In 2008, John's role at his work was reduced, and so was his income. They wanted to take their annual vacation, and this year they couldn't afford it, so they'd need to put it on their credit card. The credit card interest rate at this time is 20%. So they're afraid if they put themselves in a more difficult financial situation, so they opt just to stay home. This translates to an empty hotel room, empty seats in multiple restaurants over the course of the week, empty taxi, airport, less gift shop purchases. You get the idea. So now multiply these empty seats by millions of Americans staying home. What happens to the restaurants, hotels, taxi drivers, etc.? So their income suffers. More people are laid off. Their hours get reduced. They're staying home, not spending money, and this is just multiplying. But there is a solution for this. It's been used throughout the history. And so let's fast forward to 2009. It's that time of the year again when John and Sarah take their vacation. Their financial picture has not changed. John is still has reduced role and his income has been reduced, but they want to go on vacation. This year, they're in the same position, having to put it on their credit card, but the difference is the interest rate's only 8% instead of 20%. This lower rate makes the payment more affordable, and they can be more confident that they can handle the expense, so they go ahead and take their vacation instead of skipping it this year. So the hotel room, the taxi, restaurant, gift shop, everything else has customers where they didn't have last year. Now we multiply this by millions of Americans, and we see people that were laid off getting back to work, starting to take vacations again. This is just one of the thousand examples. The lowering of interest rates is a tool available to the Fed to artificially boost the economy when needed. We don't want to hurt the value of the dollar or our long-term investments any more than necessary. So now that the economy has recovered and things have stabilized, it doesn't make sense to continue hurting the value of the dollar and our retirement accounts with ultra-low rates. So the Fed fund rate increases on the short-term loans. So it doesn't always mean that mortgage rates are going to go up because it's a long-term loan. Mortgages are directly tied to the bond market, the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. So it's hard to predict what mortgage rates are going to do. If the Fed's plan to increase the Fed funds rate works, and the stock market reacts positively, this will be bad for the bond market and mortgage rates will go up. On the other hand, if the Fed's plan does not work and consumer confidence goes down, investors are going to pull out of the stock market, go back into the security of the bond market, even though the returns are going to be less. At that time, mortgage rates are going to go down. So if you can take a look at what you think the consumer confidence is going to react to what the Fed is doing and what they plan on doing for the remainder of 2017, then you can predict what mortgage interest rates are going to do. That's my money chat for you today. Coming up next on the Money Hour, you can do it all. Manage your busy life and your business schedule. I have Tyler McKenzie, broker owner, Donald Scott with Real Estate West Seattle, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.